putting me on that top table there, because it was the ordinary members of this party who gave me the opportunity to participate in this debate. And it was is with a sense of great humility that I'm about to take every chance we get over the next 6 weeks to redefine what it means to be SDLP and to reposition this party back at the heart of Irish politics. And I guess you've come here tonight because you want us to get back to the heart of Irish politics. And I'll be with you if that's your ambition, but if you want that to happen, we are going to have to change. We are going to have to review our politics and have a new strategy to give us space so as we no longer are Sinn Féin's backbenchers. And let us be honest, that's what we are, Sinn Féin's backbenchers. And Alex is an exceptional minister. And in my opinion, long may he continue to be an exceptional minister. But one minister a government does not make. And our future will not be defined by simply what we do around the executive table, but by our capacity to refine our reforming spirit and to challenge other parties in this region to understand that we need a better type of government. The institutions will be reformed because they have to be between now and the next Assembly election, which is due in 2016. And you know something? It's 18 years since the Good Friday Agreement when we next go to the polls. Now, I have an 11-year-old boy and I want him to have grown up when he's 18. I expect us to be able to reasonably ask the electorate to stand with us and call for politics to have grown up around here by the time we reach the 18th anniversary. So let's be honest. We need to find the courage to create space for ourselves. And that means finding the courage to reform and argue for the reform of our institutions. To change the system so as we preserve power sharing and we still treasure and uphold equality. But we give people choice. The choice that we all know when we knock on a door and ask for the person's support for the SDLP, they don't feel they have in voting for us. But that's only half the battle, because we all know our party is broken. And it's broken at many levels, but most fundamentally in the way it is organised. It is over-organised. We have more layers in the SDLP than they do in the British Labour Party with 40,000 members. Why? And why do we have all these layers in the party that are disconnected from each other, an assembly group and a councillors group and an executive and a central council that never meets? You know, our members have more barriers between them and the party leader than any other party I can think of. Well, that has to change. And if you put your trust in me, I will make this commitment that by next conference we will be debating a new structure for the SDLP, a flatter structure, one which reconnects members with leaders, one which gives constituency councils a role in the governance of this party, which makes it possible to be able to feel, no matter what level you are, no matter where your role is, that you have a stake in the SDLP. I'll also understand that, you know, 14 MLAs, a powerful group, does not make. But 14 MLAs and 80-odd councillors, a significant group, certainly it is. And therefore, we will establish a public representatives group, and it will meet every 8 weeks. And it will take the big political decisions collectively. That's what we need to be talking about. This is not a race into government. It is not a race to be the next minister. It is a race to reform this party politically and organisationally. And that reform won't be done in a year or two. It'll take 10. So I'd ask you to reflect on that over the next 6 weeks. I would love if you placed your trust in me. But if you don't, I would ask you this. Please make sure that agenda lives on in whoever lives this party. Thank you for listening to me.